Now, the government are to announce this morning their new housing plan titled Delivering Homes, Building Communities. They'll pledge that a minimum of 300,000 new homes will be built by 2030. The plan states it's not an upper limit, but a realistic projection of what's achievable by getting the public and private sector working effectively together. Under the plan, the publication of which has been delayed for several months, of course, the state will deliver 72,000 social homes. The plan is looking at, particularly at homelessness as the single most pressing social issue that the country faces. It will provide a dedicated capital funding of €100 million to buy second-hand properties to support the exit of families longest in homeless emergency accommodation. It will also develop a child and family action plan which aims to provide 2,000 tenancies through the Housing First programme. And there's a promise to deliver more suitable homes and choice for older people in private housing. That's about, I suppose, downsizing. And would also be continued investment of high quality traveller specific accommodation. 90,000 starter homes are pledged under the plan, which aims to support the private sector to deliver homes at a much greater scale by providing more zoned and service land, reducing planning, legal and regulatory delays, and by increasing investment in public infrastructure. And they're also planning to get rid of a lot of the blockages and regulatory delays involved in delivering housing. With me on the line to talk about this is Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin for his initial reaction to a lot of what we know from the plan that's going to be announced today. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. And look, first up, I know you'd echo the concern of Councillor Norm Moriarty about jobs and the future of Skelly Chocolates.
Yes, Jerry. Look, there's a wider issue about in South Kerry with the population, and if you look at the amount of people who around the children who are going into schools down there, I think there was no child went into Valencia School this year, four in the Hatubrids and four in Drummond, and you'll see from the football teams around the area that there's a serious problem that needs to be addressed in relation to Skelly Chocolates. Whether it is sold as a going concern, that would be great. But if that is the case, then the support should be in place from either Enterprise Ireland, South Kerry Development Partnership, or to give them business support to keep the business up and running. It's a business that I remember a few years ago, Gerry Adams wanted to have sell Easter eggs, quality Easter eggs, and he was selling them off, and we sent them to Skelly Chocolates to buy them, and they were quite successful at the time. But other than that, maybe deodorants could come in, but I think it's vital that this that these jobs are protected in an area which is suffering. And you will see from, you know, tourism is also really challenged down there. The main three tourism products in South Kerry, the Butler Arms, the Royal and the Moorings, all for sale this year. So definitely what we have we hold, and we need to maintain the jobs that are down there.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, on to the job of getting houses for the country though. What's your reaction to what the government will be saying today and what we know already from this housing development plan?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing to say is that the solutions are there, and the many housing problems can be fixed, but there are severe challenges. I think the average rent in the country is now about 25,000 per year, and that's filtering through to Kerry as well. As speaking to someone who's renting in Douar recently, and she is paying her rent has gone up to €1,500-1,600 per month, and that's cheap compared to other parts of the county. You have high rents, you have massive social housing waiting lists, you have a lot of people in Kerry who are while they're not living on the streets, they're locked into emergency accommodation sometimes for years. And someone recently told me from Kerry County Council that in the last 18 months to 2 years, not one three-bedroom social house has become available to let through the council in West Kerry. And so there's a severe shortage. And my fear about this housing plan, and I haven't seen the full details of it yet, is that it's the third Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil plan since 2016. I don't see anything new in what we've been seeing from what has been leaked since Monday of this week. My fear is that there aren't any annual targets. While they say that there's 50,000 new houses, there aren't annual targets. They say that there is a new plan to buy second-hand homes for 100 million. There's 100 million allocated to that. That plan has been there since 2020. They say yeah. that there's 12,000 social homes needed every year, which is the current target of 10,000 plus 2,000 long-term leases, which we would abolish. But that's not an increase. So not only...
Yeah, but you can get bogged down in targets, but the issue surely is to just ramp up delivery and ramp up things. And they are promising a number of new things. They're talking about changing the judicial review system to reduce the number of judicial reviews are taken, which delay housing developments. They're talking about getting rid of other regulatory areas as well to speed things up in that area. They're talking about a new revenue applied derelict site tax, which will maybe finally get to what people are talking about and, you know, force people who are sitting on property, sitting on land, to do something with them to try and help with the housing crisis. Are they not new things? It's about getting things moving in the right direction, surely, rather than, you know, hitting a target every time.
Yeah, well, I agree that it's important for people to use it or lose it. They should be using their properties or else they should be penalised. In relation to judicial reviews and planning delays, that's something that's trotted out, in my view, as an excuse by the government for years to say that it's all the fault of the courts and delays in the court. You know, Sinn Féin has a plan to deal with that. You need to have double the amount of judges that actually deal with the judicial reviews in the planning and environmental courts.
Make it a bit tougher to hire the bar? Like the Irish Planning Institute are talking about this. Their president saying they're a worsening problem and they're said judges must change their approach if the housing applies. He's saying time and again, judges are likely to adjudicate on planning matters rather than administrative errors. This needs to change. There's a double jeopardy problem because successive legal challenges. It's not a dwindling problem, as some of these believe, it's a worsening problem. If someone has a judicial review, they don't like the answer or lose, the planning commission go back and make the decision all over again, and then they judicial review it a second time. So surely is a problem that needs to be dealt with. And that's not the government saying that, that's the Planning Institute saying that.
They are not taking into account the fact that there should be more judges and get these cases quicker through the courts. It's not really look, there are community groups, people objecting to wind farms. You know, these things happen about judicial reviews and people are entitled to take them. And I know that there's going to be some tightening up of the parameters for that. But when the application is made and leave is sought to obtain a judicial review or to seek a judicial review, that needs to be spun through the courts a lot quicker. And the answer is more people working in the local authorities, more people dealing with planning, making the decisions faster, doing the appeals quicker, and then once they get it, if there is a high court case, and I think it's exaggerated the amount of judicial reviews that are taken, then they need to be pushed through the courts an awful lot quicker.
Yeah. Overall, would you welcome a promise to speed up the planning system?
Oh absolutely.
But so things aren't languishing for months and years.
Yeah, and the way to do that is to have more planners and to speed that up. Yeah, but those solutions have been there for years as well. And that's my fear about this plan, that a lot of what is there is repackaged previous plans, which clearly haven't worked. I mean, in Kerry, for example, there's no affordable housing being constructed. I think the council last year set out expressions of interest and more of a discussion. But what we have is... There is now a target in this new plan, I think, for 15,000 affordable homes. We want to see them in Kerry. And there are current targets of about 4,000. But it seems from what has been leaked again through the media that it's what the government are doing is they're rebranding unaffordable private sector homes, which have been subsidised by Help to Buy, rebranding them as affordable. To increase the current target
when they're anything but
to 15,000. Yeah. Okay. So because you have the county councils, you have the housing bodies, then you have the LDA, and there's something else in the plan then about the vacant property grant. Now I have some slight reservations because I don't. What from a town centre first point of view, for the town centres around the county of Kerry, I don't want all the shops disappearing and turning into houses, because in order to have a town centre, I don't want the main streets of the town to be all housing, because people won't come to the towns anymore.
You need vibrancy, and that to be careful with that.
Exactly,
okay, Deputy, we are out of time.
The point is, I'll finish on this, Gerry, is that the problem with the vacant property grant at the moment is that 11,000 have applied, 8,000 were approved, but only 3,000 were granted, and the money has to be paid up front and then recouped. So they need to look at that to tier it so that you can give part payments to move these the vacant property grants through
these
system.
Things on. Okay. All right, Deputy Pat Daly, thanks for your reviews on that. We'll have more detail on that plan as the day goes on. That's Deputy Pat Daly. If you have a view on what he had to say, get in touch.